USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. government has spent the past week looking into a report of a leak at a Chinese nuclear power plant after a French company that part owns it warned of an imminent radiological threat. The warning accused the Chinese Safety Authority of raising the acceptable limits for radiation detection outside the Taishan nuclear power plant in the Guangdong province. A federal judge in Texas has thrown out a lawsuit filed by 117 employees of Houston's Methodist Hospital System targeting its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes of Houston said the lead plaintiff, Jennifer Bridges, claimed that the vaccinations are experimental and dangerous were false and irrelevant. President Biden's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday will dominate the news cycles this week. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States seeks a more stable and predictable relationship with Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One vote ends Benjamin Netanyahu's reign over Israel. Brad Bernard's report.
Naftali Bennett was sworn in as Israel's new prime minister on Sunday after winning a confidence vote with the narrowest of margins, just 60 votes to 59.
He spoke obviously mostly in Hebrew, but he had one phrase in English. He said, "We'll be back soon," referring to his government. He lashed out at his rivals after listing his accomplishments. After more than 12 years in office and 3 years before that, he called the government that's replacing him a weak government, a dangerous government for Israel, and then said only he could stand up to the Biden administration when it comes to building in the settlements, when it comes to pushing back against a nuclear agreement with Iran.
CNN's Oren Lieberman. After four elections in 2 years, Bennett's incoming government breaks a long political deadlock and ushers in the most diverse coalition Israel has ever seen, including the first Arab party to serve in the government.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A variant of COVID-19 has become the overachiever in the United States. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus currently accounts for about 10% of the COVID infections in the U.S., something that Dr. Scott Gottlieb says is likely to go up. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that he expects it to become the dominant variant in the country and even possibly cause a spike in cases in the fall.
So this is more contagious. It appears that people who get this virus have higher viral loads and they have those viral loads for longer periods of time, so they shed more virus. Right now in the United States, it's about 10% of infections. It's doubling every 2 weeks, so it's probably going to become the dominant strain here in the United States. That doesn't mean that we're going to see a sharp uptick in infections, but it does mean that this is going to take over, and I think the risk is really to the fall that this could spike a new epidemic heading into the fall. The vaccines seem to be effective. The mRNA vaccine seems to be highly effective. Two doses of that vaccine against this variant. The viral vector vaccines from J&J and AstraZeneca also appear to be effective, about 60% effective. The mRNA vaccines are about 88% effective. So we have the tools to control this and defeat it. We just need to use those tools.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four teams left chasing Lord Stanley's Cup in the National Hockey League. The New York Islanders win Game 1 of their series with the Tampa Bay Lightning, 2-1. Monday night, the Montreal Canadiens will be in the Mojave Desert to face the Vegas Golden Knights at the Fortress on the Strip. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.